Welcome to the Beauty Talk podcast, where we feature how the best medical practitioners help their patients to look better, younger, and healthier. Now, enjoy the show, and here's your host.
Daniel Gao here. I'm the host of Beauty Talk, where we feature the top medical practitioners in health and beauty, both inside and out. I have Anna Christina Trissen, PAC, who is a physician associate with 10 years of experience in the aesthetic space. She is the CEO and founder of White Coat Beauty, an innovative boutique medical aesthetics clinic in Miami, Florida. Anna has been voted top 100 injectors for 4 years and specializes in skin transformations and full facial harmonizations. So Anna, welcome and glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, so let's dive right into it. Tell me, how did you first get interested in aesthetics?
Even before I graduated as a PA, I've always been interested in beauty. I was actually a freelance makeup artist when I was in college. So I always had that interest. And it's funny because the idea to become a PA was I went in one day to get Botox in a place. And I was looking into grad school options, right? So it was kind of like circling in my mind, what was I going to do with my life? I was kind of going through like a transitional moment. And the woman that took care of me owned her own space, and she was a PA. And she was so nice. She was so professional. And she explained to me what a PA was. And that was like an epiphany moment. I was like, ding, ding, ding. This is exactly what I'm going to do with my life. And from then on, I started working towards it.
Okay, nice. So Anna, can you tell me what are some of the most popular treatments that your patients come to you for? And also, why do you think that they're so popular?
So definitely injectables are very popular. They're popular because it's instant gratification, right? It's a quick appointment. It's not a lot of pain or a lot of downtime, and people get fantastic results. They can feel refreshed. Also, a lot of skincare treatments. We do a lot of lasers, a lot of skin transformations. Being here in Miami, Florida, the weather is just very harsh, a lot of sun damage, a lot of people that are worshippers of the beach and being outdoors. So definitely there's a need for that there. And also Miami is full of like the Latin community, and we're just very vain. So it's just popular.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Now, are there any new or emerging treatments that you're particularly excited about?
Exosomes is definitely one of those treatments that is very exciting right now. Just having that extracellular material, the stem cells, the bioregenerative space is very exciting, as well as peptides. I think that that's some of the most exciting stuff that we're working with right now.
Okay, got it. Now, for people that aren't aware, the exosomes is really going to be more the regenerative medicine side. The peptides, I guess you can take a look at that more as functional medicine. And that's something that I'm seeing more and more practices integrate, is adding in the regenerative medicine, functional medicine into the aesthetic side. So I guess what brought you on this journey to get to that point where you want to add these in?
I think when I moved from dermatology into just doing medical aesthetics, it was kind of that shift of also wellness. Wellness for myself, for the people around me, and wanting to offer that to patients. So it's not only kind of looking good or doing something on the outside that is more superficial, that is going to make you look better, but also how are we caring for the body from the inside? So that's where like peptides come in and stuff that you can do as far as regenerative medicine. I think that we all want to age better, and we want to age in a way where we remain functional, active, healthy, and happy for as long as we can.
Okay, got it. Now, I'm starting to see kind of in the industry now, as far as changes go, kind of before people would look at injectables as like fake or unnatural. And now there's kind of been this movement into looking more natural, getting more natural results. Is that something that you've also been seeing?
I've always been from the school of looking natural. I always tell my patients I'd rather you be wrinkled than look weird, because aging is normal, it's natural. It's a process that we're all going to go through. No matter what stage in life you're in, no one is immune to that. But looking strange is just bad. So I'm glad I do see it. It's the same with like the really giant butts are no longer in. Now people want like the skinny BBL, or they want, everything needs to be more in proportion. So I definitely, I'm all for it. I was never for the super fake look. I don't like it.
Okay, that's good, because I think that's where everyone is also looking for that. And that,
yeah, absolutely.
Now, I want to talk a little bit more about what really differentiates your practice from others in the industry. I know you mentioned before that your team, you have a fantastic team. So could you talk a little bit more about your team?
I'm so blessed to have my team. Everyone in my team has full-time experience in cosmetics and dermatology. So we come from a place of skin health and also from wellness. Everyone is very well-versed as far as treatments. They all have experience, and they're all very committed into kind of providing to patients that boutique experience. So we take pride in really checking in on our patients, establishing and developing that relationship with them, and getting to know them better, because we think that if you get to know patients better, you're going to be able to serve them better. Are you having your wedding this year? You know, do you have something huge coming up, a reunion? What is going on in your life that we can help you with? So that's what makes our team, I think, just different and stand out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fantastic. Are there any other areas that you can talk about of what really sets you apart from every other practice in the area?
We've been doing a lot of laser combinations lately, which we take some of our devices 2 to 3 at a time, and we're providing patients with very transformative results. I think that that's very different. There's a lot of cookie cutter type of treatments where you go into these places and it's kind of the same treatments. It's not really targeted. It's more like packages or things that you sell to people that is very cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. We specialize in really combining treatments to give people really fantastic results in the least amount of time.
Got it. Now, as you're offering these different types of treatments, I'm sure that it's also going to be new to some of the patients that come in. They may not understand the concept of it. They just come in for, oh, I want this, or I want this, I want this. But because you're combining everything, you have almost this unique approach. So how do you approach educating your patients about the services you offer and really the benefits of it?
So that's actually an excellent question. And to me, patient education is so important. So it's taking that time. And sometimes that means you have to sit down with patients for 20 to 30 minutes to really explain, you know, everything that we're doing, the why we chose those treatments for them, what those treatments do, so that the patient can really think about it and then make, you know, an informed decision. Also not pressuring people. I think it's very important to educate people sometimes. Just handing them that paper, that evaluation, you take it home with you, you think about it, and then you call us when you're ready.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you also get some people that, as you're talking about these other types of treatments, regenerative medicine, the peptides, things like that, I'm sure that you get some blank stares as well. So how would you explain it kind of in simple terms to them of what the benefits are of those treatments and why you're recommending it to them?
So I always tell patients that with peptides or with anything in functional medicine, the most important thing is to understand that as the body ages, we lose some key components at the cellular level. So if your cells don't have like kind of like all those little ingredients that they need to function optimally, then you're not going to be, you know, functioning optimally, and you're going to be feeling it in different aspects of your life. And that's part of aging. So by just adding those key ingredients, what we're avoiding is medicine. So we're preventing, you know, the disease process, because aging and disease kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. And we're just helping you in the long run to improve life. All of these things are more in the long run. So they're not instant gratifications like your injectables can be, for example, but they're fantastic.
Okay. I think that's a very important distinction that you're making. Hey, this is for your long-term health and beauty, not just, hey,
for today.
We're gonna make you look good today, but then tomorrow, forget the consequences about tomorrow. This is for the long term.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, when it comes to the treatments, how would you describe how the treatments that you provide are different from like your traditional cosmetic surgeon?
Well, cosmetic surgeons focus more on surgery and then just kind of getting you out the door. We think of our patients, if you will, in a way as a chronic patient, meaning someone that's going to be coming in year round, that we want to establish relationships and know them for years. So it's completely different. With surgery, is the approach is you come in with a problem, they have a solution for you, they do the surgery, whatever it is. And I love surgery, trust me, I'm no stranger. I really like surgery, but it's a very different approach. With surgery is kind of getting you in and out, and you don't come back maybe for years, if ever again. With us, we want to get to know you and to kind of help you year after year.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to one point that you made, which I think is very powerful, is you're looking at this as far as the long-term, like looking at it from long-term perspective of aesthetics. So I think when people think about aesthetics or any type of aesthetics treatment, they don't think about, okay, how can we make this long-lasting? It's how do I get the treatment now so I look better today, next week, in a month? But your concept that you're talking about is, no, it's not about how do we get the immediate fix. It's how can we look good for years or decades and balance the health with it as well.
And feel great.
Yeah, I think it's almost like anti-aging, I guess, if we had to sum it up into a word. Would you say that anti-aging is a pretty good summing up of what you're doing from the regenerative medicine side, functional medicine side, and the aesthetics.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's super important to just know. I think that health, wellness, and beauty all go together. So really, I can do stuff, like I said, on the surface, but if on the inside you're not healthy, you're not feeling well, you're just not going to age well.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure that as you're explaining to some people, or when they come in looking for some specific treatment, there's a lot of misconceptions that they have about the treatments that you offer and the service you provide. So what are some of the most common misconceptions you see about when people come in and see you?
I think people being scared of looking fake. A lot of people are terrified of looking fake, looking strange. They also think that products, for example, like back in the day, there was a lot of people that would get silicone in their face injected that look, you know, terrible as they age. They think that it's the same type of products of what we use now. I always tell them these are completely different products. We work with skin food, and because that's what fillers are nowadays, they're skin food. So, you know, you don't have to be scared. We're gonna guide you in a way where you can still be you, you can still be comfortable, but improve. So yeah, I think the biggest misconception for sure is looking fake or looking strange, that people are gonna notice, but in a negative way.
Got it. Now, who is really gonna be the best fit for the services you provide? Like, I think that the old conception that people had is that, oh, this is more for the older population because they're starting to see the visible changes. But then I also see some practice saying, oh, it's more younger people who want to prevent their aging or still continue look how young they are. So who's really the kind of best fit for your services?
I mean, anyone is a great fit for my services because we want to cater to everyone, but definitely younger and middle-aged patients are our main target. We have a lot of younger patients, people in their 20s, that they want to prevent aging. They want to take the best care that they can of, you know, their body, their skin, and everything else, as well as people that have started seeing signs of aging, maybe have had children in, you know, in the few recent years, and are starting to feel and look, you know, like not their best self.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when people do come in for the treatments, could you talk a little bit about how you're able to balance providing that relaxing experience for them, but also ensuring their safety and well-being during the treatments?
Always taking your time to do the proper consultation so that you can offer that patient the best treatment, because a lot of the problem comes from lack of time. If you overbook or if you're kind of rushing through things, you're not going to be able to provide people the best experience. Also giving patients the time to really think about things. I don't want anyone to feel pressured or feel like it's kind of like right now that you have to do it. I always tell patients, if you're not sure of something, if you have questions, I'd rather you think about it and come back in. To me, that's the biggest thing. And then the other is just providing the most scientifically backed type of treatments. This, at the end of the day, it's science and it's medicine. So practicing to really give the patients the best thing and do no harm is the most important.
Mm-hmm. And could you talk a little bit more about, because there are products out there that are not the best or regulated, or what people just try and get off of Amazon. So what would you say to potential patients as far as how they can avoid getting someone or choosing someone who's not using the best products or the ones that are not regulated?
I think anyone that is certified and is doing things right doesn't have a problem answering questions. So if you go into a place and you're not sure, first of all, you can look them up in the health department, look up if they have a license. They should be having a license to practice medicine, something that is within this, and they should be doing stuff that is only within the scope of what they're allowed to do by law. And the other thing is just don't be shy, ask questions. Where do you get your products from? For example, I have absolutely no problem disclosing to people where I'm purchasing my products from, or, you know, the types of treatments that I use, because it's everything has to be FDA approved and all the products have to be purchased through the correct channels. I think it's very dangerous if, you know, when I hear people buying stuff from Amazon or even Alibaba, injectables and stuff like that, I always tell them, I'm like, you don't know where the product came from. You don't even know if that product contains bacteria, because you don't know what temperature it was kept, where it came from. You really have no idea. You imagine you end up with an infection that then no one can really treat. You know, like there's a lot of problems that can come back. I'd rather not do anything and be safe than to go out there and do something that I'm not supposed to do, or go with someone that is not certified and that I know it's not working within the law, and then have a negative outcome. And it happens. It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing that I've seen not only patients talk about, but practices, like, hey, like we're competing with someone who's charging a lot less, but they're doing these, like these Botox parties at their house, and they're getting these products off of Amazon or Alibaba. And it's just, that's where the horror stories start.
I always tell patients, for example, with fillers, if you knew the nuances of how delicate it really is and how much care I put into everything that I do, even the position, the lighting, everything, like my whole setup, you would understand that sitting in someone's couch, like laid out in someone's couch and, you know, in someone's house getting injectables, is really not that safe. I'm sorry. It's just, you're not going to have the best outcome. I understand some people want to risk that, but for me, it's like, I want to give the best to people and keep them absolutely safe. And these things are not, this is not getting your hair done, which by the way, getting your hair done, you could get it ruined. Like I only go to the best hairdresser and I pay him what I'm supposed to pay him because I love my hair and I don't want my hair to be ruined. Imagine your face, imagine your body.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't really realize or really don't think of that deeply. It's, hey, if you wanna be cheap on this, this is your face, like this is your body. Like I don't know about you, but if I'm gonna spend money anywhere, it's gonna be on my body, like making sure that I don't go cheap on that.
Absolutely. Sometimes they have a designer bag, but then they wanna go to someone's backyard or their garage and get stuff done.
Yeah, it's strange. But kind of leading into this next question then, now when it comes to the medical procedures or treatments, people think that there should be this protocol, this procedure that goes into it. But what would you say, what role does creativity play in how you approach patient care?
So creativity has a huge role because creativity is what allows you to look at a person and really customize that plan, offer them the things that are specifically right for them. So within all that you know, within all your science knowledge, these are the things that I'm choosing for you and for this reason. This is what I would do. These are the treatments that I would do. At the end of the day, that creativity has to be married to science. It has to be married to doing the treatments that you know are safe, are right for the person, using the right type of products. So to me, it goes hand in hand. Creativity is important, but also that medical knowledge is important.
Yeah, I think that's something that people don't necessarily think about so much. It's, especially being in aesthetics, it's almost you're mixing art with science.
Absolutely.
It's just a step-by-step process. And it comes down to the eye of the provider on what they see, the potential for the patient. Would you say something, that's how you look at it?
It's also the taste of the person. I always say, whoever you go to, I go to some of these conferences and I see some of the people and I'm like, who's letting them inject them? Because they look insane, like overfilled, exaggerated, just strange things, like overdone. So it's also the taste of the person. It's not only that, but that art, but also how you see that person carries themselves, what they've done to themselves, you know, their space around them, how they choose to even decorate. All of these things kind of give you an idea to the personality of that provider.
Got it. Now, throughout your experience, I'm sure you've run into some challenging cases. So could you maybe tell one story that comes to mind of a case that was really tough that came to you and how you were able to work through and get them a successful outcome?
So there's a lot of different cases that I think, you know, have been challenging in my career. To me, one of the most challenging things is when I see people that have a poor outcome somewhere else, like a vascular occlusion that happened to me last year, that I had a patient that came in begging for help because they had a vascular occlusion from someone using one of those illegal guns on their lips. Mm-hmm. This person didn't have reversal, didn't know how to reverse it, gave the patient actually the wrong information and told them to just go home and ice it, which is the opposite thing that they should do. And I was able to reverse it for them. You know, I was able to kind of restore that circulation, help her out, but it made me really upset because I'm like, if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing these procedures. It's almost unscrupulous. It's like, okay, to make $300, you're willing to occlude someone, send them home, and if they lose a piece of their lip that they're gonna lose forever, or you know, they have like permanent scarring or even worse, blindness, because that can happen, you're just not equipped for it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's scary sometimes just what people can go through if they go to the wrong person.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It shouldn't be this challenging if you go to the right person. And listen, an occlusion can happen to anyone that's an injector. A bad outcome can happen to absolutely anyone. Mm-hmm. But it is also having that person, that provider, that professional that is going to be there for you step by step. I always tell my patients, I'm like, we have a text phone for a reason. I read messages, even on the weekend. You have a question, you have a concern, call me, text me, because I will pick up and I will be there for you. Whatever happens, I will be there for you. I will try my best.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that people don't quite realize when it comes to the aesthetic industry is that they have this this difference of opinion when it comes to, if you're going to go see a doctor for a medical issue, you're not going to go to some guy's garage who calls himself a doctor to try and get something fixed. You're going to go to a hospital, you're going to go to an actual doctor. On the aesthetic side, I think they haven't quite matched up in their mindset that, oh, I need to go to a professional because some things can go very wrong, especially if they don't know how to fix it.
And I think because people associate this, again, going back to the hair example, to kind of that, it's kind of like going to a hairdresser. It's, we're not hairdressers. I always tell people my license is medical. I don't have an aesthetic license. There's nothing in my license that says it's a cosmetic license to do hair, to do makeup, to do nails. I don't put lashes. Those are different type of, you know, services that you're getting done. Getting your nails done is a different type of thing, but people associate it. They think it's kind of like the same thing. So to them, it's okay because, you know, I get my nails done with Amy in her garage and let me get my lips done with her too. She just got a gun and she said it looks good. And then, I don't know, my cousin got them done with her and nothing happened to her.
Yeah. So, but I think that's a very big part that people have to realize is go see a professional, go see someone who knows what they're doing, because it could lead to a very bad outcome if they don't know what they're
doing. And it happens all the time. I don't like to scare people. I know a lot of people like do stuff to scare people for views. I don't like to scare people because to me it deters them from doing treatments. But more often than not, like, we hear of so many people getting botched, having like bad outcomes, and then having to spend thousands of dollars trying to fix it. And the problem is that when something is badly broken or when something really bad happens to you, you're never going to be 100% the same. Mm-hmm. You get better, you can improve, but it's never going to be how it was before.
Yeah. And I think this is one of the almost a paradox that I've seen with other practices is someone comes to go see that provider. They tell the provider, oh, it's too expensive. They go somewhere cheaper. That person messes it up. They have to go back to that original provider, pay to have it undone, and then pay to have it be done properly as if it would have been the first time around. So they're actually spending more money because they tried to be cheap in the beginning.
Absolutely. That's the thing. It's very expensive to fix anything. And then it's also even finding the person that wants to touch you, because a lot of us, if, for example, you have something done that doesn't look good, I mean, unless it's an emergency that I feel compelled to help you because it's an emergency, like a vascular occlusion, I don't really want to touch you because then the problem becomes mine. I'm the last person that touched you. It becomes my problem. So a lot of times it's, you're having to pay a lot of money and even find the person that has it in the goodness of their heart to kind of take on this case that is not a great case. Yeah. Everyone wants all the good cases, the easy cases, not the difficult cases.
Yeah. So word of warning to people who want to go cheap. Don't go cheap, go see the professional the first time around.
Absolutely, and most professionals are charging a fair amount. I'm sure that there's people out there that are outrageous, but for the most part, people that are certified are, you know, within a range. If it's too cheap, it's not good. If it's the most outrageous thing that you've heard that is, you know, I don't know, 50 times what other people are charging, that's not right either. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in the middle, I'm sure you'll find a lot of great people.
Yeah. Now, Anna, where do you think the future of aesthetics is going?
I honestly, what I was telling you earlier, that marriage of like wellness and beauty at the same time, how are we going to be aging? So looking 20, 30 years from now, how are you and I going to age? How are we going to feel? Are we going to be able to still work out every day and feel fantastic and look great and have wonderful quality of life? Or are we going to be chronically sick, like we see so many people nowadays, you know, that don't really have a very long kind of life expectancy? I think like peptides, even like the ones like semaglutide or Mounjaro that are in the market that are changing the game. So that marriage of what you can do to prevent disease, and that goes with beauty. It goes together.
Got it. Now, Anna, I have one last question for you, but before I ask it, I want to point people to your website at www.whitecoatbeauty.com. Now, last question is, what would you say is the most important piece of advice you can give to someone who's thinking about getting an aesthetic procedure done, but isn't sure which provider to choose?
I think do your research. Definitely, if your local word of mouth is wonderful. So if you have friends and family that use that type of service, ask them about their providers. And the second thing is go for a consult. Go for two consults. I tell people all the time, get to come in and have that consultation. It's super important. The vibe doesn't lie. Talking to people doesn't lie. So if the person has good word of mouth and you have that good feeling with them, that's going to be probably a good fit for you. Perfect. More than being Insta famous, more than, you know, being number one on Google paid ads is these things.
Okay, perfect. Well, there you have it. Anna sharing her expertise. Now, Anna, where can people contact you in your practice?
We have our Instagram, which is white.coat.beauty, and we can leave it down here. And our number is 786-767-5757. They can text us.
Perfect. Well, Anna, thanks for being on the show and sharing your message.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the Beauty Talk podcast. Any questions, please contact the practice directly with the contact information provided during the show. We'll see you again next time. Bye for now.